My name is Dr. Christy Goldsmith. I am a consultant clinical oncologist at Guy's and St. Thomas's Hospital in London and King's College Hospital in London. I'm going to be sharing with you an abstract that was presented at San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium in December 2020, as well as some additional results. The title of the abstract that I presented was Permanent Marker-Free Surface-Guided Breast Radiotherapy, Implementing a New Technique. I am very grateful for the assistance of my co-authors, Deirdre Dobson, Adam Littler, Wendy Goldshaker, and Professor Eleanor Sawyer. The project was largely radiographer-led. As background, it was standard practice in our centre for patients to be given permanent skin marks during breast radiotherapy planning, for them to be used as reliable landmarks in daily reproduction of their positioning for treatment. However, these permanent marks or tattoos may have a significant psychological impact on our patients. In recent years, there have been technological advances in surface-guided radiotherapy techniques, which may provide improved setup accuracy compared to using permanent markers, or PMs, alone. The aims of our work were therefore twofold. Firstly, to evaluate if surface-guided setup is as good, if not better, than setup with permanent markers alone. And secondly, to safely implement a permanent marker-free, surface-guided setup technique. In terms of our methods, firstly, a pilot study was conducted with tangents-only breast patients treated in free breathing. All treatments were delivered on Varian TrueBeam linear accelerators, with the patients immobilised on a couch-indexed breast board. The study group, which numbered 20 in total, were set up using PMs with adjustments guided by the Align RT surface-guided radiotherapy system in order to optimise patient positioning. MV tangent images were performed as per standard protocol on fractions 1 to 3, fraction 8 and fraction 12. Additional imaging was performed if it was clinically indicated. Translational and rotational displacements were calculated by the TrueBeam verification system for this group, and these were compared to average displacements calculated for patients set up using PMs alone. This was the control group, and this group numbered 20 in total also. Moving on to reporting the results of our pilot study, we looked at the mean displacements calculated from verification imaging. Looking firstly at the mean translational displacements, the results favoured setup with PMs plus Align RT. The improvements in setup were statistically significant for both lateral and vertical displacements. As an example, the mean vertical displacement using PMs only was 2.69 millimetres. This was as compared to displacement using PMs plus Align RT to fine-tune setup of only 2 millimetres. While the mean longitudinal displacements favoured PM setup alone, this was 1.4 millimetres compared to 1.53 millimetres. This result importantly did not reach statistical significance. The total translational vector also favoured Align RT setup, and the improvement for this reached statistical significance. Turning next to rotational displacements, these favoured Align RT setup, and the results again reached statistical significance. Given the improved setup accuracy with Align RT and also the wish to reduce the psychological morbidity of radiotherapy for our breast cancer patients, our centre moved to safely implement a PM-free surface-guided radiotherapy technique using a line RT along agreed timelines. I will now describe the stepwise approach that we took to safely implement this technique. The results of our pilot study were presented at a breast working party meeting in September 2019, and the decision was taken to use PM plus a line RT for all setups, therefore to include nodal regions and DIBH techniques. 1 month later, we did a radiographer-led visit to observe a PM-free breast technique employed at Birmingham, England. The radiographer-led team then presented to the next breast working party a report which showed that there was improved consistency using a line RT with reduction in displacements for all setups. In March 2020, we conducted a multidisciplinary visit with clinical oncologists, radiographers and dosimetrists to Inverness in Scotland to review their PM-free CT planning and treatment technique. By March 2020, the UK and especially London was fast approaching the peak of COVID-19 first wave, and we found the increased use of surface-guided radiotherapy helped to maintain social distancing in the RT treatment room. In May 2020, the decision was taken to remove breast borders to simplify the setup process. Around this time, a staff training program was initiated to train all staff in the department and give them all time to practice a line RT setup without using PMs before the PM-free technique was implemented. A new CT protocol for DIBH was also implemented in early June 2020. This allowed fusion of scans so that patients can be set up in free breathing and monitored during treatment in DIBH. I'm delighted to say that our first PM-free tangent-only free breathing patient was treated on the 17th of June 2020. Her treatment went very well, with mean translational displacements of 0.05 millimeters, 0 millimeters, and 0.04 millimeters in vertical, longitudinal, and lateral directions respectively. Mean rotational displacements were 1.3 degrees, 0 degrees and 0.9 degrees in pitch, roll and yaw respectively. In summary, from the decision to implement Align RT routinely for all patients in September 2019 to our first PM-free patient in June 2020, took a total of 9 months. In conclusion, our pilot study demonstrated that surface-guided radiotherapy setup using a line RT is as good, if not better, than setup with permanent markers alone in tangent-only free breathing patients. Subsequent further analysis showed improved consistency of setup guided by permanent markers plus SGRT for all breast setups to include nodal regions and DIBH. We have described our stepwise approach to setting up PM-free radiotherapy delivery for breast cancer patients, and this had additional advantages in maintaining social distancing in the COVID-19 era. That concludes the work that I presented in my San Antonio abstract. Since then, we have gone on to perform further analysis. Since we have employed Align RT setup standardly, our further analysis has shown that we have not needed any post-exposure resetups or any systematic corrections when using Align RT. whereas these occurred in 2% and 6% of patients when using a PM-only setup technique. In terms of radiographer experience, the radiographers prefer the technique, especially the improved social distancing aspects. In conclusion, I would highly recommend the AlignRT setup for any department delivering breast radiotherapy.